Chapter 12, How to Sleep Like a Baby. How do you sleep like a baby? This is the most important question for many with STO. In order to sleep well, one must first understand what the problem is. For 99% of all of those I help, there are basically two problems. 1. Most people experience being very nervous about going to sleep. You so desperately want to have a good night's sleep that when it becomes time to go to bed, you have become more stressed than you would from going to a job interview or exam. And when you are that stressed and desperate to sleep, it's no wonder you cannot sleep. 2. The second reason most people cannot sleep is more tricky. The mild pain the trigger points send out feels exactly like tiredness. Therefore, as an STO patient, it is very difficult to really know whether the tiredness you feel is real tiredness or just the trigger points. Many end up going to bed before they are actually truly tired. Most people with chronic insomnia need to go through a sleep program typically lasting between 1 to 3 weeks. During this program, you need to commit to a handful of sleep rules, which, if you follow them, will make you start sleeping very well again. Do you have a sleep problem? You have a sleep problem if you are not able to fall asleep and/or wake up in the middle of the night, not being able to fall asleep again. You do not have a sleep problem if your only symptom is that you feel tired in the morning. As long as you have active trigger points, you will feel tired in the morning no matter how well you slept, because the trigger points generate a feeling that is identical to tiredness. If that is your situation, you can skip this section of the book and focus on getting the trigger points to release instead. You must be tired tomorrow. Contrary to what you might think, during this sleep program, you should not get enough sleep. You have to get less sleep than what you feel you need. The reason is that constantly lacking sleep will make it easier for your body to fall asleep the following evening. So during the sleep program, it is important that you get out of bed every morning, even if you are in the middle of the deepest, most needed sleep. You must not become fully rested. If you do not respect this rule and sleep for 9 hours when you should have only slept for 7, then you will have sabotaged your chances of falling asleep the next evening. So be sure not to get enough sleep. If, for example, you need 8 hours to feel rested, you could set your alarm clock to 7 a.m. in the morning, and then go to bed 7 hours before at 12 in the night. Also, be sure to set your alarm clock so that you get up every morning at the same time. Do not sleep in, but get out of bed no matter how exhausted you are. Once you again sleep consistently good, you can increase the 7 hours of sleep to 8 or whatever the amount of hours you actually need. If your normal need is 7 hours, then you should only sleep 6 during the sleep program. Your bed is for sleeping. It is important that your brain associates your bed with sleep. The more time you spend in your bed without sleeping, the more your brain connects your bed with other activities other than sleeping. For example, if you are working in your bed, your brain will associate your bed with working and problem solving. And that is not good. Therefore, you should only be in your bed when you are either sleeping or falling asleep. All people wake up 4 to 6 times each night. All people wake up 4 to 6 times during the night when they have completed a sleep cycle. In other words, no one sleeps 8 hours straight, although they think they do. When people wake up in the night, they simply are not awake long enough for it to register in their long-term memory, which is why they think they sleep 8 hours straight. Many people with sleep problems automatically think that something is wrong when they wake up during the night and instantly think, oh no, now I am awake, oh no, oh no, oh no. But this reaction is entirely wrong. Waking up during the night is normal, so stop getting all worked up at night when you wake up. Go pee if you need to, and then go back to bed, and wait for your body to take you through another sleep cycle. You will wake up 90 minutes later after completing another sleep cycle, but maybe you will not remember it in the morning because this time you fell asleep quickly again. Trigger points make you tired. Many people desperately chase the amazing feeling of getting up in the morning, feeling refreshed and fully rested. But you should not expect to feel rested in the morning, no matter how well you have slept, as long as you still have active trigger points. Therefore, you might as well throw that goal out of the window. Even if you have had the deepest, most perfect, relaxing sleep for 9 hours straight, you will still wake up and feel tired. The trigger points will make sure of that. If you expect that a good night's sleep will make you feel rested, then you are setting yourself up for defeat. This fact actually has a hidden benefit, as you will always feel tired tomorrow, no matter how good or bad you sleep. You'll get less desperate for a good night's sleep, as it doesn't make any difference. If you sleep poorly, you will feel tired tomorrow, and if you sleep perfectly, you will still feel tired tomorrow. You don't need 8 hours of sleep. Many people think they will die instantly the moment they don't get 8 hours of sleep, but that is very wrong. In fact, the body has been shown to be able to live off of just a couple of hours of sleep every night. Many healthy people only get 6 hours per night or even 5 hours per night and function just fine. You also might think that when you are having a bad night's sleep, you are practically awake all of the time. But that is not the case. In fact, dozing off just for a moment counts as sleep, even if it is very light sleep. Before going to bed, be tired. The first rule is that you must be tired before going to bed. But, as we have just learned, it is often impossible to feel if you are actually really tired or if the tiredness you feel comes from the trigger points. Therefore, in order to be absolutely certain you are truly tired, be sure to spend 1 hour less in bed than what you would normally do. For example, if your normal need is 8 hours of sleep, then spend 7 hours or even 6 hours in the beginning if your insomnia is really bad and has been going on for years. You must be de-stressed before going to bed. Virtually all the sleep rules are within your control, but being stressed is not something you can actively control. In fact, the irony is that the more you try to control your stress and thoughts, the more stressed you will get. So how do you de-stress if you cannot control your stress? The secret is really to have your thoughts go somewhere else and to think of something other than your concerns for not being able to sleep. My best and simple advice is to watch a nature documentary with whales or the like for half an hour before going to bed. Don't watch it in your bed or even in your bedroom, and don't have the level of light on your screen turned up too high. But what if you are still stressed when it's time to go to bed? Then you just wait longer before going to bed. While being on the sleep program, we are going for good sleep experiences, not a lot of sleep. Therefore, it is much more important that you have good experiences falling asleep rather than trying for many hours. If you only get 3 hours of sleep but fall into a deep sleep the moment your head hits the pillow, then that is a good sleep experience and just what we want. You will begin to see yourself as someone who can fall asleep just fine, and you will begin to see your bed as a place of heaven instead of a place of hell. So, good experiences falling asleep is much more important than many hours in bed. While preparing to go to bed, for example while watching the documentary, be sure to make the relaxation breathing exercise as explained in the paragraph breathing. In the bed. So what should happen once you lie down in bed? Earplugs and room temperature. Wear earplugs to remove sounds from the surroundings and create your own little bubble. You might remove the earplugs in your sleep, but that's fine. Also, be sure your bedroom is not too warm, as the body needs to drop a few degrees to sleep comfortably. Read a book. To continue to force your thoughts away from the worrying about not being able to sleep, read a book in the bed. A book that is exciting enough for you to be drawn into, but not so exciting that you get worked up about it. If you find it hard to read because of your symptoms, you can read a cartoon like Donald Duck. If you start reading the book, 90% of your thoughts will still be worrying about whether you can sleep or not, but that's normal. Just return to the book's story as often as you can. It's fine to read the same page again and again. Lie on your back and keep the book up in front of you. Eventually, you will get drowsy, and once you've dropped the book 3 times, it's time to lie down to sleep. But at this point, many people make the mistake of trying to use the sleepiness they got from reading the book to propel themselves into sleep. You might even be afraid to open your eyes and put away the book and turn off the light, because you feel you need to use this tiredness from reading the book to propel you into the real sleep. But this is wrong. Instead, it's fine to just orientate you in the room and realize that now you will lie down properly and wait for your body to take control of the sleeping process. Lie down to sleep. Your body must fall you asleep. You've dropped the book 3 times, and now it's time to turn off the lights and lay down to sleep. This is the most important part of the sleep program. All of the other advice pale in comparison to this. The rule is, it is not your responsibility to fall yourself to sleep. It is your body's responsibility. Your responsibility is to enjoy. Read that again now and think about it. This is what most people struggle the most with. We humans are so used to taking control of the problems we have in life, so it only makes sense that we try to take control of our problems of not being able to fall to sleep. But actively trying to fall asleep is only going to make it worse, because it stresses your body. Instead, you have to give up this control, let it go, and hand it over to your body. This can be difficult. Imagine a woman who started a small shop 10 years ago, and now, 10 years later, has finally employed her first employee. For this shop owner, it can be very difficult to let go of the control and hand part of the responsibility to her new employee. It's the same with falling asleep. You have to give this job to your body, as you cannot do it yourself. Only your body can fall you in and out of sleep. But if you give this job to your body, then what can you expect of it? Well, first, you cannot expect the body to fall you asleep the moment your head hits the pillow. It will usually take about 15 to 20 minutes for this to happen. You can also not expect your body to fall you asleep in one go. Usually, the body will fall you in and out of sleep several times during those 15 to 20 minutes. It might fall you a bit to sleep, only to wake you up 30 seconds later. And you might think, oh, did I just fall asleep? I'm awake now. Did I miss my chance? This falling you in and out of sleep is completely normal and under normal circumstances will happen 5 to 10 times during those 15 to 20 minutes it takes to fall properly asleep. Eventually, the body will take you all the way down through a sleep cycle, only to wake you up 90 minutes later when the sleep cycle is over. But it is important that you allow your body to control this. Do not take control of trying to fall asleep. You must enjoy. But what then should you do while the body falls you in and out of sleep? Your most important job is to enjoy. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Whenever you realize that you are not sleeping, start enjoying the feeling of lying in your bed. Find the best feeling in your body and enjoy it. Shift positions often and notice the pleasant sensations in your body. Stick your feet out under the blanket and feel the cold air, or pull them back in under your blanket and enjoy the warmth and safety of this. Put a big pillow under or between your legs if it feels good, or get a big cuddle pillow to wrap your arms around. You should even have a little bit of resistance to falling asleep and almost actively try to work against your body's tendency to fall you asleep. Resist in a loving way, almost saying to the body with a smile, "No, dear body, I don't want to fall asleep yet, because I want to lie here and enjoy for a little longer." Apart from enjoying, your second job is to do the relaxation breath, as described earlier. Expand your stomach without any movement in your chest, and let go all at once to achieve an instant fast relaxation exhalation. Notice how, if you let go of all control during the exhalation, you might feel a tingling sensation of pleasure in your body. Enjoy this sensation. This frame of mind is probably very different from what you are used to, and that is why, in the beginning, you will have a tendency to fall back into your old ways of thinking, trying to take control of falling asleep. But every night, and even every time your body takes you out of sleep, is another opportunity for you to practice this new mindset. Just keep practicing, and this will eventually become your default way of thinking. Your job is to enjoy and breathe the relaxation breath, and your body's job is to fall you in and out of sleep. You might want to see if you can reach 15 minutes before your body finally falls you into sleep. You can also try to count 50 relaxation breaths, remembering to enjoy every time you exhale. During the night, the body will wake you up 4 to 6 times. Every time this happens, do not try to fall asleep. Instead, start enjoying the bed and the pleasant feelings in your body and continue with the relaxation breath. It is fine to lie like that in your bed for 5 to 10 minutes, even with your eyes open, and just enjoy and breathe. Your body will fall you asleep again when it is ready. If you cannot sleep, sleeping while you are stressed feels very uncomfortable. Your pulse is up, your heart is pounding, you might be sweating and physically feel the stress. And every time you fall asleep, you seem to wake up 1 minute later in a big shock. This is stress sleep, and once you are in it, it is very difficult to get out of. The only way you can really get out of stress sleep is to wake up properly, get out of bed, maybe go get a snack in your kitchen, and sit in your living room for maybe 30 to 45 minutes, maybe watching a nature documentary. Then, once you've shaken off this stress, you try to go back into bed and read your book. Once you lay down, start to enjoy. Breathe the relaxation breath and leave the job of falling asleep to your body. Even if you have not gone into stress sleep, if your body has not fallen you asleep after laying in bed for 20 minutes, then you are simply not tired enough and should get out of bed for 1 hour. Remember, 3 to 4 hours of good deep sleep is much better than 7 hours of superficial sleep while you are on the Relearning to Sleep program. The purpose of the sleep program. The purpose of the sleep program is to turn your negative association with your bed into a positive one. Instead of thinking of your bed as a place where hell takes place, after the sleep program, you should think of your bed as a place where heaven is. In the morning, if you are getting out of bed before you are fully rested, you will spend the entire next day longing for your bed. The more sleep deprived you are, the easier it will be to fall asleep the next day. This is why it is so important that you are tired in the morning when you get up. If you have a good night's sleep and sleep until you are no longer tired, you have made a mistake. You should have gone to bed later the prior night so that you are sure to be tired in the morning and the following night. If you have a good night's sleep because you followed the program, most people think, "Oh, great, now I can sleep, and tonight I don't have to be bothered with all this talk about enjoying and letting my body fall me in and out of sleep." But most likely, you will fall into your old ways of thinking, getting stressed, and try to take control of falling asleep. Stick to the program even if you start seeing improvements. If you have a particularly bad night of sleep, you might also think that since you missed a lot of sleep, you should be sure to go to bed even earlier the following night. This is sleep suicide. Do not go to bed earlier even if you barely slept the previous night. Stick to the plan, for example sleeping from 12 p.m. to 7 a.m.